Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at Psalm 30, and we're calling it The Normal Life with God. Psalm 30, a psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord my God, I call to you for help. And you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favour lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I shall never be shaken. O Lord, when you favoured me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me, O Lord. Be my help. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks for ever. Verses 1 to 3. This psalm dedicates the temple. In it, David tells worshippers about daily living with God. In worship and in living, you must be consistent if the Lord is your Lord. David exalts, lifts up God. Why? God lifted him up from the depths and rescued him from his enemies. He prayed for God's help and got it. Keep praying. He answers your prayers. The first prayer he must answer is if you know you are sinful, and pray, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, or similar, and thank Jesus for dying in your place to bear your sins and your punishment for them. Then you too can know victory over death and hell by trusting the now risen Jesus. Verses 4 to 5, saints means people who trust the Lord and are set apart for and by him. They must sing together to praise his holy name. This is opposite to those who so often break the third commandment, Exodus 27, by misusing God's name. We learn that, apart from God's eternal wrath remaining on those who do not repent and trust the Lord Jesus, God's anger is short-lived for those who know and follow him. The reason is that he always and at once forgives our sin, now, as we confess them and ask him to pardon and cleanse us. That brings us rejoicing. Verses 6 to 7. It seems that King David was trusting in his own prosperity, strength, or position. That made him feel secure. But circumstances change, and real security only comes from realizing that its only source is God, by his gracious favour. So never trust in self or feelings. Trust in Jesus, and keep trusting in the Lord and in his word. As you pray and read the Bible daily, it will help you do that. So will fellowship with other Christians. Verses 8 to 10. Note down some specific prayers you prayed, which God answered. Here David tells of such a prayer. He feared death was around the corner for him, so he asked God to be merciful to him and help him personally. How did God answer David? Read verses 11 to 12 to see. Verses 11 to 12. This prayer of thanks and praise helps you pray. Remember to thank God for his answered prayers. Thank him for what he alone did. A praying believer has his joy in God, not in what happens. If your heart sings to God, so should your voice. Determine to thank God always and do it. God bless you.